What is your view of what is now happening at the hospital?
Well, I'm worried by the lack of any news or the lack of any statement. I mean, we've got this report about the concussion and about the broken arm and about the cuts to her thigh. But I think it is slightly disturbing that we haven't had some sort of official communique giving the state of her health and giving some indication of what might happen next. I don't think that's a terribly encouraging sign. As I say, superficially, concussion, a broken arm, lacerations of the thigh shouldn't give enormous cause for concern. But one wonders if one is being told the whole truth at the moment.
Stephen, I have to interrupt there because within the last few moments, the Press Association in Britain, citing unnamed British sources, has reported that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died. This is not yet confirmed by any official source. So an unconfirmed source from the Press Association is that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died. And as soon as there is any further news, we will bring it to you. Stephen Jessel, our correspondent in Paris, you heard that information from unnamed British sources quoted by the Press Association.
Yes, and I have a terrible feeling that this is true. I don't think the Press Association, which is a reputable body, would have put out this information. I think the fact that Robin Cook postponed his departure from the Philippines was a sign that things are a great deal more serious than we had been led to believe by this rather bland statement. I can't confirm this from Paris at the moment. I may be in a position to do so in the fairly near future, but at the moment all I can say is that if there were two people in that car who were killed in the crash and one extremely badly injured, it would not be, on the face of it, particularly surprising if the fourth person in the car had also been very badly injured, even to the point of losing her life.